Hundreds of thousands of people are expected to descend on Wexford this coming week for the Coltas Fla Ceoil na hÉireann. The Fla has been described as one of the largest street festivals in Europe. Final preparations are underway as Eddie Taff, who's the chair of the Fla Executive Committee in Wexford, has been telling me.
Well, the town is a hub of activity as we put the final touches to the preparations for Fla Ceoil na hÉireann 2025. So we start on Sunday at 3 p.m. when the Fla will be officially opened by Uachtaráin na hÉireann Michael D. Higgins, and then our activities start all around the town then for 8 days, and they culminate in the All-Ireland competitions starting on Friday and concluding on then Sunday the 10th with the Senior Ceilidh Band competition on the Sunday evening. So we have a lot of activities across the 8 days of the Fla throughout the town.
What sort of difference does this event make to the town? Because this is the second year that you'll be hosting the Fla.
Last year, we estimated that we had about 650,000 visitors to Wexford Town over the 8 days. So it's a hugely important festival for Wexford Town, and it really gives the town a great lift. And I think everybody was very proud of the welcome that Wexford people had for visitors to the Fla. But the economic investment, Fáilte Ireland have estimated that the Fla will give an uplift of up to €65 million to the local economy, which is obviously hugely important to Wexford Town. But also there'll be a lasting legacy of the Fla with, you know, repeat visitors coming back to the town now that they know what we've got on offer and now that they're familiar with the town.
Yeah, those are extraordinary numbers. What are the big attractions?
Well, it's one of the largest street festivals in Europe. So first of all, we have a free main stage on Wexford Quayfront. So we have 110 different musical acts going from lunchtime to late at night every single day of the Fla. But we also have various acts going on. For example, in the National Opera House, we've performances and concerts. And as I say, the real pinnacle of the Fla is the All-Ireland competitions for music, singing and dancing. So we have 180 different competitions been run over a 3 day period with 3,500 competitors from all various age groups competing for All-Ireland medals. So that's a huge attraction as well. But even if you're not into that, it's just to come and visit the town, walk around, enjoy some hospitality. We have great street food, we have great street entertainment. So there's lots to see and do in Wexford over the week.
Yeah, as you were saying there, I mean, music aside, I should imagine that it's a big social event as well, is it?
Oh, it is, yeah. And it's a very family-friendly event. As I say, the town centre is closed to pedestrian to vehicular traffic from 10 a.m. every morning. So, you know, you can really enjoy the streets. You can enjoy the narrow medieval streets of Wexford, but you can also enjoy the Quayfront, where we have beautiful views out over Wexford Harbour, but also listen to some music. And there's things popping up all over the place. There's people just gathering at street corners playing music. There's people dancing. There's people singing. You name it, it's happening in Wexford next week.
You sell it well, but I know from talking to people at similar events over the past couple of years that they have experienced problems when it comes to basically getting enough beds for people to sleep in. How are you fixed in that regard?
Well, it's a tradition with the Fla that that people, first of all, a large group of people will actually camp at the Fla. So our campsites are full and they're accommodating several thousand people. And our main campsite is actually very close to the town, so within walking distance of the town, and that's full. But also it's a tradition that people will rent out rooms in their houses, our entire houses, and a lot of people have found accommodation that way. But also we have a very significant public transport offer here from surrounding towns and parts of the country. So we fixed 50 extra train services, hundreds of extra bus services, and we also have a park and ride system on all the approach roads into town. So people generally find accommodation. If they're not camping, they will rent a room or rent a house. And then obviously all our hotels here are full. So generally people are able to find the accommodation, and if not, the public transport system works very well.
Eddie Taff there, he's the chair of the Fla Executive Committee in Wexford, and the Fla begins on Sunday.